Welcome. You're listening to Sober Sunday, the extra bonus content that didn't make the final cut or we thought would be interesting, but not interesting enough for a full episode. As you can hear, there's a couple more laughs in this Sober Sunday. So we have the lovely Tash.
Hello, everybody.
And the also lovely Annie.
Hello.
Less lovely.
Oh. That's a bit rude.
We just got back from holiday.
Yes.
I'm buzzing and rejuvenated about life.
Nice. Annie, what about you?
I've just had a funny day, but I do feel good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're back. That's excited about doing some things.
Annie, it's been maybe a little less than a week since your episode has come out.
Yes.
What's it been like for you?
Well, it was kind of quiet. Mm-hmm. Like my sort of circle of people, I don't think have sort of latched onto it yet, but there was one person I actually had a phone call for about half an hour with today, who was sort of saying how proud they were of me and sort of interested to, because I've known them for quite a long time, they're a little bit older than me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was sort of saying that when I was 15 or whatever, when she first met me, like it was insane to think that like I was already drinking then, and that maybe she could have done something.
Aww.
And like that kind of thing.
But yeah.
She wouldn't have been able to, and that's fine. We all know that. And yes, she sort of shared a bit about her own journey with sobriety as well, and struggles with alcohol, and because we work in a similar industry in terms of music, and we're around it all the time, and free alcohol particularly. But we just sort of had a bit of a chin wag, which was nice because we've both been quite busy, so I haven't really seen each other a lot in the last few years. But, it was really nice. It was like someone sort of coming back into my life, and that felt nice.
Have you listened back to the episode since it came out?
Yes.
What were your thoughts?
I think it didn't sound as defeatist as I thought it was going to.
Okay.
Like, I think I was just matter of fact about how in denial I was. Yeah, but I definitely, me sort of being in a different place to where I am today, for example. So, yeah, it was interesting. It was funny. I was like, oh, yeah, you're quite funny. Chortle, chortle.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I thought I was a little harsh on Annie at some point.
Yeah, you were so mean.
I think that's probably a bit.
Well, not so mean, but like, yeah, it was funny when you'd sort of jump on something I'd said pretty quickly.
Well, I think that's the thing, you know, especially in these early days of sobriety, I've been so on my messaging and on my beliefs. And I'm like, you have to be accountable. And I sort of wasn't giving anyone any leeway or wiggle room. But I feel like I've relaxed and calmed down a bit since then. Hopefully I'm more open and supportive about, you know, your sobriety, but also I think it's different because you're taking it more seriously.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was drinking in Europe?
Yeah, so we were sort of...
What was the initial plan?
The initial plan, because we weren't sure if we were going to drink or not drink in Europe, because, you know, what happens in Europe stays in Europe kind of thing. Yeah, we were sort of like, maybe we'll just have like one day a week where we go and drink, not like go out to specifically drink, but like have, you know, a drink or whatever, particularly because it's like when we were over there, we were, you know, going to be at a wedding and going to be catching up with all these old friends of Tash's and all these different things. And then, yeah, I think we caught up with one friend of yours and, you know, had a bit of a night. And then because of how we felt the next day, we're kind of like, let's not waste our trip. Like, let's not do that. And I think like I had a beer with meals about, I don't know how many times, but
maybe three or four. I think you just like wanted to taste the like local craft beers.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what was going on. I mean, that's obviously like an excuse to try and like have a reason to drink, but like it was very much a controlled
environment
and one drink. And yeah, because I just didn't want to waste my time being hungover.
It would be funny. We would like,
or just drinking and not doing anything.
I've got a few Welsh ciders that I really love. And so I'd have a beer and I'd have a cider. And then we'd go, all right, let's go. And one of us would go, yeah, I want another drink. And we'd be like, yeah, obviously, all right, let's go. Like, obviously we do. And so I think that that's interesting because previously we would have been like, should we just, like, do it?
Yeah.
Whereas...
Yeah, then we'd stay there and then we'd invite people to justify it and make it as though we're not just sitting there drinking.
Yeah. But, like, there's no... We know we don't want to do that, so it never gets to that anymore. And it's just like... Like, even that night that we went out and had a few drinks with my friend Maria, she's so wonderful, and her and I used to go out and drink all the time in the UK, and we both worked as, like, bar crawl hosts, hostesses. And you're sort of taking stags and whatever, bucks nights out, all dressed up, and you're buying the drinks, and basically they give you like thousands of dollars or whatever at the beginning of the night, and then you're in charge of the kitty, getting everyone drinks. Obviously they're always like, have drinks, do whatever you want, girls. Blah. So Marie and I would have a great time. So when we caught up with her, I was a little bit nervous that maybe it could spiral into some sort of hectic night out.
Debaucherous drinking session.
Which is not what I was down for. Desperately trying to avoid that at all costs. While there was still that little part of me that was like, but if it happens, what are you going to do? Like, and it's like, and even though I knew how bad I would feel if that had happened, but I guess that goes into like not beating yourself up. Anyway, so I had my like two favourite Welsh ciders and then a Pornstar Martini, which is like my favourite cocktail.
It's such a dumb cocktail.
Whatever, I like it.
It's this passion fruit cocktail. Don't get me wrong, love passion fruit. Not so much in a cocktail.
Yeah.
But then you have a shot of Prosecco after, like, when? Before?
I don't know. Some people pour it in there.
Like a Jaeger bomb.
It's so British.
It's so, like,
and do you know what? They do like a Pornstar Martini tree and it's like this big silver arms and it comes, what did you say, 15 martinis?
I don't know. Martinis?
Yeah, like glasses hanging from this fucking silver thing.
Yeah, no, we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Binge drinking culture. Wait.
Yeah, lovely.
Prosecco. Like, I've never heard the word Prosecco said so many times or written so many times on the walls.
They are big fans.
The same thing in Sheffield. There was a Prosecco festival.
Yes, and there's gin festivals.
Yeah. This was like a festival run by the university. And it was just different types of Prosecco, and you'd go and you'd make a cocktail that was Prosecco based. It was just, it's insane. Like, I've never seen a nation so obsessed with one type of alcohol before.
And I feel it's like
sparkling goon.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I feel like it all kind of tastes
the same. Yeah. Not that we're here to talk about alcohol. No.
And, yeah, what do we know, like?
Yeah. So how did the rest
anyway,
of the night go?
Anyway, so, had that cocktail.
Judging people for their drinking habits.
Classic.
It's okay. We're allowed to have opinion.
Yeah.
And, look, I still had a Pornstar Martini. And then, so then I had those three, and then we were like, right, let's go to the next venue. And we were like, yeah, let's go here. And then the place we wanted to go was closed.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up at this awful dive bar where, like, I've made so many errors and I've made so many mistakes, and it was this a story for another time, but it's actually the bar where I got a flesh-eating disease on my face. But that can be that can be Patreon content. anyway, so we went back to this horrible triggering place. And almost
she's got photos as well.
Okay, so cool, good.
Almost as soon as we got there, I was like, oh no, I don't like this. And I sort of could feel myself a bit felt tipsy, and I could feel myself losing control a little bit, and I was like, I don't feel completely with it and I don't like that anymore. But the impulse to buy alcohol was still there, so I still bought a glass of red wine, sat down with it, nursed it, and was like, and gave it away to someone. Encouraged a couple of my friends to come meet us, moved to a different bar, again, like impulse to just go up the bar, order a drink. It's like my brain just can't stop. Like, once I've had that first drink or two, it just, like, even when I think I've said this before, even when I used to go to the bar and want to say, like, one small white wine, I'd be like, one bottle of wine, damn it. And so that sort of kept happening. Then I just kept giving away my drinks, and then that was it. So I ended up only having my three drinks, and I felt really good about that, and I felt like I'd really kept a lid on it and could have gone wildly out of control but didn't. But situations like that just remind me again that you are definitely an alcoholic,
because
I got no handle on it, and that took a whole lot of self-control, and like, and I felt like Annie had a few more drinks than me, and I was not trying to be jealous was hard as well. So I was like, oh, they're having fun. It's like, yeah, but that you won't have fun just because they're having fun doesn't mean that you will, as if you keep drinking too, you know? Yeah.
Just remember how much fun I wasn't having the next day.
Oh, God. And it wasn't even that bad. I just felt a bit dehydrated. I was like, this is the worst. Like, what did you think of like Welsh drinking culture?
I mean, look, they've all got a problem. But
fair, yeah.
Like, I mean, society's got a problem.
Yeah. I mean, so does Australia, though. But I think like meeting some of your friends and like seeing how they live over there and the cost of living and everything, we spoke about it a lot, and it's very much, and how cheap booze is compared to everything else. Like,
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's very much like that's your instant gratification thing, and that's your reward for a shit week, a good week, and like all of that sort of stuff. So it was pretty confronting, like, just how cheap it is to get several litres of cider, for example, for like four quid.
Like Tesco.
No, £1.39.
Sure. Yeah.
Like for 5 litres of cider, you know. Yeah.
It's insane. But, I mean, what are you going to do if the rugby's on? You're going to drink.
Yeah. God, we walked down so many alcohol aisles just being like, look.
Yeah.
Why do we punish ourselves like that? It was, yeah, I think it's difficult.
Yeah.
Because I went back and I was like, oh, lots of my friends are not who I remember anymore, you know?
Okay.
And Cardiff was like a very different place.
Yeah, because you were seeing it sober?
Yeah. I've just outgrown it. Like, I don't think I'll be back. Okay. I don't really want to go back. I feel like I've finished all my business. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've still got 599 castles to see. So
how many castles are there in Cardiff?
600. Well, in Wales, there's 600.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, you only saw one?
Yes. Oh. Cardiff Castle. You saw Castle Coch
from a distance.
Oh,
I want to go inside.
Is that the one the train goes past, or I've seen one castle in Wales.
Oh, you know what? And it's like up in a hill.
I think so.
The train does go past Castle.
Yeah. See, I know stuff.
That's great. Could have been any castle, yeah. Caitlin.
It's only really. I don't know much about the train system in Wales, so I'm going to stop that sentence.
Yeah, I think it's one. And it goes.
Is it just one?
No, I don't know.
I'm just making stuff up.
That's why I stopped.
But the castle information is true.
Yeah, cool.
That's great.
I'll fact check.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Please do.
Don't put that in the show notes. How many castles are there in Wales?
I wrote the show notes. Going in there. Just have this a poll. Is sober Sunday. Anything can happen.
I vowed when I got home to take my sober journey more seriously.
Stop saying sober journey. Okay.
It is worse. I know we need to stop. I hate it.
Okay.
I hate the word journey. Like, it just sounds very hippie-dippy-wung-bean kind of.
Yeah.
The journey of life.
The journey of my sobriety.
Gross. Yeah.
I'm gonna call it recovery from now on, but look, we'll talk about that in the main episode.
That makes me annoyed too. I think, you know, it just annoys me, but I've made that painfully clear in the episode that I was on last. Yes, but in other news, having gotten home, this Monday? I don't know what day it is still. Yeah, last Monday, a week ago we got home.
Wow. I've already achieved so much. What a good time.
I haven't had a drink.
That's great.
Since we got home. And I don't plan on having a drink.
Yes.
I plan to actively not.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a drink. It's probably a bit more better way to put it.
Yeah. So I think that'll be good and make things easier for me as well. Well, I didn't realize that I was worried about you drinking until you've made this stern decision not to drink. And then I'm like, oh, that's kind of like a relief because now I don't have to keep asking you, like, oh, have you had a drink? You know?
Yeah. Or wonder if
when
I'm not near you.
We were just obviously together full on for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
We haven't not been together this past week as well.
Anyway.
Or this past year, really.
We've gone to work.
Yeah, just.
You did come to work with me today.
Yeah, I did.
But no, it was really good. I was really pleased. Like, we didn't fight at all and any conflicts were sort of quashed.
Yeah.
With the nice calm. Right. I'm sorry.
We took turns being grumpy.
Yeah.
I was grumpy more often because I get grumpy when I'm hot, which was quite a lot in European summer. 39 degrees Spanish heat.
Sometimes I'd go to like put my hand on her shoulder and she'd just go, hot!
And I'd like, hot.
Hot hand.
Hot warm hand.
And like the sweaty shins.
Yes. Very upset. Oh, I get so stressed. Like if my shins are sweaty.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a good time.
And like the crease here as well. And then you have to sit on chairs.
Like that's like elbow. The preliminary panic. You're like, oh, it's hot, it's a hot day today. Because I often wear pants as well. And so if I'm wearing a long sock and it's hot, that's a stressful time. But if my ankles get a bit of airflow and a bit of breeze, then life's a much better thing. Anyway, great. That was
quality.
I just want everyone to know.
I feel like I know you a lot better now, so thank you. what I would like to know, and this is something I think we talked about in the episode talking about Europe and stuff like that, is that fantasized idea of alcohol in Spain and sangria and all that kind of stuff.
We didn't even have sangria.
No. Okay, cool.
We nearly did several times, but then we just didn't.
For me, it's like, what is the point, kind of? Unless it tastes delicious.
And that was more my motivator.
Yeah.
Do you
Did we drink in Spain?
I don't think you did. I think I had a couple of Estrella.
I had some really good mocktails, actually.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and that was really, especially in Spain and Morocco, they're really big on, and Portugal, actually, it was really big on sort of having a mocktail menu at most restaurants as well.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And bars.
Your religious influence and stuff like that. Yeah,
so it was really good and really normalised, and I didn't feel awkward or out of place at all. And a few times I would just ask for what Annie had, but, you know, sin alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were all really good about it. And so I felt great. And I love a delicious beverage. Do you know what I mean? Like, I really do. So I was pleased. Yeah, and then at the wedding, I don't know, again, it's just like about catching myself when I start to feel like kind of dizzy and sober. Like previously, that would be my marker to keep drinking.
Yeah.
Like I'd be like, oh, here we go.
Party's just getting started.
Like, here we go. This is it. Yeah. Yeah, you can start to feel yourself go a little bit.
Up the roller coaster.
But you know what I find like? happens. It's like that. It's like, and then you just sit there. And you kind of almost sober up.
What's happening?
Yeah, like the tipsy bit wears off, and like when you drink as excessively, I guess.
Yeah.
You're tipsy for like, you know, 15 minutes, half an hour, and then I would just be the same. I would feel sober for like another bottle and a half of wine, and then all of a sudden I don't remember anything, and I'm like,
yeah,
whatever, doing God knows what.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, so gross. I just like, it just freaks me out now, like not having that control. Like, I was like, imagine all the dumb things that like I used to say and do that I don't do anymore.
Yeah,
just I can't handle the embarrassment anymore, the shame, you know? Yeah. It just feels so shameful, all my behaviours.
Yeah. Just live it through Facebook memories.
Yes. Oh my God, the Facebook memories kill me. I send them to Caitlin when they're really bad. Like, they're outrageous. Yeah. And there's some from like 9 years ago where I'm calling myself out as an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
Like I knew. I always knew. It's just so sad.
Or you just see those good choice ones and you're like, why did no one step in?
Yeah.
I mean, we've discussed that previously. Yeah, so.
Anything else you'd like to say about your trip, Annie?
I ate so much.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's all.
Any thoughts you have about what the next 2 weeks will be like in regards to your episode being out and available and as more people listen to it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to be really worried about it for some reason, but now I'm just like, yeah, no, it is out there and that's a good thing.
Mm.
And I think like the phone call with my friend today was a reminder of that and sort of reminded me of when I first stopped drinking and like I hadn't was writing my little blog as like a little journal and just sort of remembering the people that came out of the woodwork and sort of let me know how that had helped them. So hopefully there's more of that. I think it's important there is the honesty around it as well. So people are getting that and knowing that it is an ongoing thing and you can't just conquer it. It's like it is an ongoing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. Challenge. There you go. Oh, my God. But can we find another word for journey?
Story.
We can have a poll.
Sober story.
Nah, that's gross.
Another word for community. That would be super helpful too.
Gang. Syndicate.
The sober syndicate. Interesting cartel we've got going on there.
Yeah. Sober cartel.
Yeah, we'll have to do some polls. Because, the word journey is awful.
It is the worst word.
Yeah.
Oh, it just makes me want to sing as well.
Yeah, like, Glee's ruined it. Let's be real.
No, it ruined itself. No. It's a bad
karaoke
word.
Karaoke ruined it.
Journey.
All right, well, to wrap up Sunday's little sober journey day.
Ugh. I see we just end it on the word journey. That's it. That's yeah. the end of that.
No. Bye. Thanks for having me again.
Why Am I Like This is a Wickedly Good production produced by Caitlin Ellen Moore and hosted by Tash. The audio for this podcast was recorded and edited by Ryan Martin John. The Why Am I Like This jingle was created by Annie Siegman and Ryan Martin John. Why Am I Like This was recorded and produced on Kaurna lands, and we pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Thanks for listening.